And so it may be a Friday afternoon here in Year 5 at St. Peter's School in Walworth, but we are still, yes, we are still doing our maths work and really, really enjoying it. So we're working mainly on multiplication and division. And now I need some help on this, so I'm in good company. Young man, your name please.
Liam.
Madam?
Jasmine.
So we've got Liam and Jasmine, both from Year 5 here at St. Peter's. So Liam, we've got some worksheets. What are some of the tips, some of the things we're doing to help us with these particular problems?
Underlining the key words.
Yeah, we've got a series of questions, and perfectly put, we're underlining some of the key words that give us any kind of tip, as if we're working out a multiplication or division. And then, Jasmine, what is the next important thing we're looking out for?
By circling the numbers.
Yeah, so some of these questions, they've been a bit crafty, a bit tricky. They're giving us numbers that we don't maybe need. So we're circling the numbers, only the numbers that we need for these sums. Right, that is the theory. I think time for the practical test. So let's see. We've got a sheet here. Let's see, Jasmine. So if you'd like to read out, please, question two, Jasmine. What does it say?
Four boys who travel on the number 7 bus have 18 football stickers each. How many do they have altogether?
Right, four boys who travel on the number 7 bus have 18 football stickers each. How many do they have altogether? So, Jasmine, what do you think? What are going to be the key words or phrases that are going to help us decide if it's going to be multiplication or division?
The numbers are 4 and 18.
They're the numbers, yep. And then how can we work out if it's going to be multiplication or division? What do we think?
By
any clues?
The words altogether.
Yeah, I think altogether. So from that, what do you think your sum is going to need to be?
We do 18 times 4, which will give you 72.
Right, fine. And something in here which I thought was really, really tricky. One thing I didn't like. Why are they being crafty? What have they given in there, Jasmine, that's going to try and confuse us?
The number 7 bus.
Yeah, they put in the number 7 bus. And that is just not needed. Brilliant. Thank you, Jasmine. Moving round. Right, young man Liam, please, your question. Would you like to read it out? Yeah.
Find the product of 14 and 9. If 9 is the factor of 27.
Right, this is where I'm getting really confused. I'm pleased I've got the help of my young Year 5 mathematical friends. Find the product of 14 and 9 if 9 is a factor of 27. First of all, Liam, are we talking multiplication or division?
Multiplication.
And why do you think that?
Because the product means times.
Perfect! I'm so pleased you're here. I would have been stuck. So we're talking multiplication. Now, I need to be underlining some of the key numbers. What do we think are the key numbers in this?
14 and 9.
Great, I agree. And so what is your final sum going to be?
14 times 9 is 126.
And that's all written out perfectly in your maths book using our grid system. And what is going to be confusing us?
The number that confuses us is 27 because it don't need to be there.
Yeah, and it's just kind of really, really in there to try and make us think a bit more. So we've got a whole series of these multiplication or division questions to be working through. And in particular, as we mentioned, paying particular attention to if it's times or division and circling important numbers and then getting rid of those crafty little numbers that really are just confusing us. Right, I'm learning. I'm certainly learning. So many thanks, Liam and Jasmine in Year 5. We've got a bit more work to be doing. All right?
Bye. Bye-bye.
We hear.